Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. We have a beautiful snowfall here in Minnesota. It's very beautiful, though it's not fun
It is.
driving in, I'll tell you
It's not
that.
fun driving it, no. And I think it's kind of funny because it's like we forgot for a minute in Minnesota where we live. We've had such nice weather, and then all of a sudden winter showed up.
As I was driving, I had some random memories of shows that popped up in my head when somebody was driving and they had a long ride and there was something very annoying in the car, a song that had to keep playing in the song. Not going to go into all the details, but I was like, ride, 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 in my head. And it's just like, I'm just driving, just la, 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 driving nice and slow. And I'm just trying to keep myself in a positive energy, not letting the clutching of the wheel get to me, not letting the wind shift my vehicle onto the ice. It's like, no, like I'm calm, I'm safe. So I'm trying to play something in my head that's more uplifting and funny. And that's how I can handle some stress. But it came up with the concept of our families and the holidays coming up, and how do we manage like the energy of people around us? How do we be in the same room with some people?
Yep. And how do we manage our own energy?
So, one thing that I know I recognized, and I can guarantee most of you have had this happen, is that you start like conforming. You start almost feeling what the other person is feeling. What do you want to call it? Empathic, empathy, that caring. You want to be almost like the other person, but you have no idea that you're doing it. Not a clue. But you start integrating into their energy. I call it mimicking. Like I was mimicking somebody else's energy and had no idea I was doing it. And it almost made the tension higher in the energies. And I wasn't being honest to myself. And I could get more frustrated in those moments, more pulled away. I would pull away. And I would kind of sit in a corner on my phone by myself, and I wouldn't want to talk to anybody, because I was like picking up on everybody else's stuff, and I didn't know who I was in this mess. But that's not in the forefront of my brain. I'm not thinking that. I'm not knowing I'm doing that. I'm just like, oh, I'm just tired. I'm just gonna go sit in a corner. Like, oh, I just don't feel like talking right now. I'm gonna go over here. Like, it's fine. Or else, and I'm recognizing I'm just eating a ton. I'm eating a ton. I'm just eating, eating. I'm not hungry anymore, but I'm just going to keep eating. Those are like poor coping skills. It's you picking up on everybody else's energy or somebody in particular. And you honestly, like Jill had mentioned, it's almost like you care too much.
Yeah, when we had talked before this, it's like we have this very strong messaging in the United States about caring for others and kindness and this kind of thing, which are beautiful concepts. They really are. And they're wonderful when they're done in balance. When they're imbalanced, they become like codependent. They become not healthy. And so caring more about, say, other people's stuff that's going on, and then eating to cope is not healthy. And I would find myself in group situations and family situations, doing a lot of like energy moderation, if you will, trying to keep the peace. And then all of a sudden, yeah, same thing. I would find myself like really tired or wanting to withdraw, or I would like kind of have all that energy in my body and hold it there and then get home later and then have a headache. Again, unhealthy. And it's like, well, you need to care more. Well, actually, what I've said to people is I'm like, I actually think there's a lot of people who are highly empathic. They, care a lot. And I'm going to say it. There's a degree we have to care less. And what I mean by that is to be more in balance. If you're having to eat a whole lot of food, even though you're not hungry, that might be a situation to care a little less about what's going on and amp up the self-care a little more in terms of balance.
And then I'm thinking, well, how do I, like, I'm in this situation and I recognize now that I'm eating a whole lot. I'm stuffing everything in me. I'm stuffing all the emotions in me as I'm taking that food. Stuffing and burying it. And I'm like, how do I stop that? It's like, I'm already in the motion. They're like, well, step one, you recognized it.
Yep.
You recognized it. You are very much aware. And the easiest thing is to do is to take a deep breath. And like, oh, I need to honor myself a little bit better here. Okay, what does my body need? Oh, I need a little bit of fresh air. Take a couple deep breaths, fresh air. Maybe I need to drink a little bit more water. Maybe I want to choose, oh, this is an interesting one. They're choosing a different person to talk to. They're like, get away from the people that you've been around. Choose a different person. Choose a different crowd. And they said, stand there and listen and recognize how your body, the feelings inside of you, start changing. You maybe start feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, when you start to see it, bring awareness to it, that kind of thing, that alone just changes it. That's what I heard you say, Kim. And then, you can make different, you make different choices once you've seen it. So I'll give the example of my, like, moderating other people's energies. I did it for the longest time, totally unconscious, completely unaware that I was doing it, which is what I heard you saying earlier too, where you'd withdraw and you didn't really know. You weren't like, why am I withdrawing? You just withdrew. Once I started seeing it, I didn't even have to necessarily change my, you know, crowd or person I was talking to or anything. I would, like, just kind of withdraw my energy, if you will, from moderating everyone else's, and I would just, like, start to watch and observe what was happening. Yeah. And so I'd even kind of stop. You know, it wasn't like I wasn't talking. I just was in a deep listening mode and a deep state of awareness in myself of, like, okay, I'm listening here, and I'm also, like, paying attention. Like, when that person talks, what's happening in me? What's happening to my energy? Oh, when this goes on, what's happening? And with curiosity and playfulness is where I am with it now. I don't know that I started there, but it's kind of like, as we say often, Kim, a game.
Yep. Yep. And an idea, as you were talking, came to my head. They're like, okay, if you look around the room, who would you like to mimic? They're like, play with it. Who would you actually like to be like? And if I look in a crowd of, say, my family, my brother is funny, sarcastic. He always has the right thing to say, and he's very authentic to himself, but yet he cares about other people. So I'm like, that's what I'd want to mimic. So then I'm going to go over, and I'm going to stand next to my brother, and I'm just going to also, like, feel better. Also, my shoulders go down, and I'm laughing. So because he makes people laugh, I'm like, that's what I want to mimic.
Nice. And that's beautiful, energy, personal energy management. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you might also find yourself in a situation where you're tuning into your energy and your personal energy management is like, this just is not working. I gotta go.
Right. Yep. And that's okay.
Exactly. Yeah, I know we've talked about this before, you know, it's a little bit different framework, but I know we've discussed this before, especially around holiday times and self-care. And I'm not sure we framed it exactly in terms of personal energy management or energy management, but it's a really important skill always, but particularly important this time of year.
It really is. And with that said, tomorrow is our Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So I think, Jill, are we taking a break till Monday?
I was thinking that we will. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, everyone enjoy your family. Enjoy playing with your energy. Seeing how you act around people, how you respond around people, just play with it. And actually get, like, entertained, like, oh, wow, I just went downhill on that person. Like, we're on them. Oh, okay, don't do that one again. And just laugh.
Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing if you get on into the Friday stuff and shopping and pay attention to the energy. Because you can do it with family, you can do it with shopping, with stress, you know, holiday stress, this kind of thing. Also just the fun of things, the things you're really enjoying. I love that though, Kim, like, really focus on the thing. What do you want to emulate here? So, you know, if you're doing some holiday prep stuff, do you want to emulate someone who's in stress or yourself in stress? Or do you want to emulate, like, you know, a Hallmark movie and having fun making those cookies or whatever?
Yes. Yep.
Endless ways to play with energy. But it's really bringing that awareness to it, that choosing to bring awareness to it first is key. It just changes everything. It's so amazing.
Oh, I love this one.
I do too. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, enjoy your extra long holiday weekend, and we'll talk again Monday.